Hallelujah. Well, here we go. Let's go. It's good morning. It's beautiful 2013. Now that we moved through another end of the world, here we are. Here we are. How exciting to be in the new vibration of this brand new year and also this brand new time energetically. It is a powerful, powerful time of energy related especially to second chakra, because in my opinion and also my experience over these last 25 years, there's a whole lot of ramping up and amping up of the energy that has helped is designed to clear out any of the old vibrations that we carry, the unprocessed energy, the unprocessed experiences that typically align themselves and hold energetically in the second chakra. The second chakra just must be this huge holographic experience there that holds so much vibration in terms of the experiences of our life, especially around some of the stronger emotions. It's ruled by water. It is very fluid in that particular area. It happens to deal with the lower intestines, the large intestines as well. And in that fluid space in there, we are processing the debris of life. And oftentimes it gets sluggish, it gets overwhelmed, it gets stopped up, and the energy gets constipated, and we end up starting to slow our vibration down, especially in that area, which eventually will show up as dis-ease if it is not paid attention to. The body wisdom is such that it wants to clear all of this stuff, and it's designed to be a free-flowing mechanism where experience happens, emotion happens, the energy is cleared, and we move on in a place of balance, in a state of balance. Unfortunately, culturally, family-wise, society-wise, humanity-wise, there's a tendency to store in stuff. And we've been taught certain ways to be accepted, certain ways to be, certain paradigms and certain processes that are advisable. Good morning, and thank you for coming. And we're already Roger. In process here, so you can just join right in. Just want to remind you, if you just got on, just star 6, and that will mute your side so that when we do sing and chant, we'll be able to have our own privacy, and because we're on different timings, and it would sound very interesting. So, okay. Well, glad you're on here again. If you would star 6 and mute that, your side when we start doing the chants here, we'll all be able to do them without being interacted with by one another. So what I was sharing was in terms of these times, in terms of the chakras, and especially second chakra, it's such a place where energy is held and energy is kept until the body reminds us and gets our attention enough to allow that to release. And the beauty of these times especially, again, in my experience and also in my belief, is that part of the energy flowing in right now is designed to actually activate and clear out the second chakra, which means that there is so much stuff coming up for so many people. It's almost whatever the core issues are that are underneath, it's almost like the one straw that if we pull that, the whole form collapses. There's something in there or some things that are holding up, some life experiences, whether they are through this particular life or whether they are supported by past life and whatnot, is bringing us bringing us similar results over and over and over again that really aren't allowing us to access our true power and our true beauty. So when the second chakra gets cleared, and this is why this energy is coming in to clear right now, it returns us to our place of center. It returns us to a place of balance. And really, we begin to access the capabilities, the tools, the talents, the awareness, all of that that allows us to be who we are by design. And this is why this is such a critical time, that there's so much going up, coming up for every person, and some people are confronting it, some people are flowing with it, some people are learning to let it go, some people are resisting it, and they are leaving the planet in record numbers. So there's all kinds of reactions to this vibration, but the truth is, if we work on it with consciousness and if we realize that there's a loving process going on that is really kind of a cosmic intervention that's helping to release and clear out energetic residue that we just haven't been dealing with in a very powerful way. So let's just surrender to this idea that we are being supported in ways that we have no idea and we don't even need to understand. all of the guides and teachers that are in relationship with us, that are aligned to the unique frequency of our own design, are here and present with us in this moment, and they are here to support this moment of awareness and this time of awareness and beyond, to allow us to, one, clear and cleanse any energies that do not support us anymore, and two, to maintain the frequency of the I am that we are expressing as from this point forward. And we call this forth with delight, and we call it forth with pure intention, and we call this forth knowing that it is happening as we speak. And we also know that as we claim this and release these energies, the new vibration will come into us and remind us and reawaken us to be that which we are. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So at the top of your support page here, we have the sacral chakra 2. Let me say this, we've kind of begun our second cycle through the chakras, and I appreciate that some of you have revisited this particular chakra, and there's been some questions about whether it's necessary to keep doing this. Well, it's been about 7 months since we did the sacral chakra, and chances are through the moments of living, and especially living in a fear-based society and with the amount of fear that was permeating the cosmos and especially the earth energy through this 2012 window, it's a good time to stay clean. And this is just another way that we can do to take care of ourselves and to keep, you know, to keep in alignment. Ideally, the information learned on these is what you take and you use this, because you do have the recordings and you don't need to do any more of these, and you know, unless you choose to. But the invitation is there, because I'm always adding new ideas and new pieces to it that can really assist in clearing any vibration. So, of course, you're welcome here. And, of course, you're welcome to go ahead and invite friends and invite people and let them know through your own experience about the process of clearing and vibration and clearing the old energies through your own awareness and through your own conscious intent and your conscious choice and your conscious action, like we're doing here. So, at the top of the page, we have the Tibetan protection chant. It's a particular specific one that I go ahead and use to start out, because what it does is it puts a cocoon of safety and light around us and transforms any energy inside that to be more in alignment with the true frequency that we are. Now, I'm referring to things as frequencies and vibrations, and I hope you're familiar with these terms, but just very briefly, each of us has a unique frequency, very much like a fingerprint that is not duplicated in our cosmos, in a sense. And that's a pretty significant element here, because it allows us to be in a particular vibration that is so unique and powerful for us, so that we can express what's called the I am energy. So whatever you're tuned to in terms of your attitude towards the source and the creator and the God energy and the mother, father, God, whatever you want to call it, the source, there's a frequency that we are expressing. In these times of the notion of oneness and how oneness is beginning to permeate the culture, even in to the point that President Obama had a comment about oneness in his speech when he won the presidency this time. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when the idea of oneness first started to come out and I was writing music along those lines, it was an intriguing idea, but I had no idea what it was about. In a sense, it was actually threatening, because our ego selves and what we've been taught is that we are an isolated being. Nothing could be further than the truth. What we're learning to do, especially through the work that we're doing in these chakra clearings, is to be conscious of our, not only our inner space and our vibrational space, but also how that connects us and opens us up to the greater cosmos, to all the individual life force energies that are on this planet. And it is in this oneness that we find a collective expression and experience that brings us the gifts of our design, which brings us the opportunity to actually experience the fabulousness and the magnificence of this dimension, Earth, that we're in. These times are becoming multidimensional. We're beginning to see how we vibrate in multidimensions at the same time. And this is a powerful experience. It's the dream world. It's the experience of our connection with the physical world, of our connection with the animal world and the various kingdoms here on this planet, and how we can, in our mind and in our energy, make contact with other elements and other energies within the cosmos. This is the gift of these openings. With the debris of the second chakra cleared out in these times, what we begin to do is to wake up. We wake up to the contact with the Akashic Record. We begin to access the information and the design of not only our being, but of this cosmos. And so this is a very, very, very potent and powerful time and a huge opportunity for us to actually begin to take and receive, and receive is a huge word in this sense, receive the gifts of what this life is about. Sure, it's a great experiment. Sure, it's a great opportunity to clear and cleanse and work through energies and decisions that we made in past lives, perhaps. And it's also an opportunity, though, to begin to experience this dimension in the way it was designed. And I don't know, I always thought that someone would show up. I always thought that, remember when I was watching the movies, the black and white movies in the 50s, that the cavalry would always show up to help, and unfortunately that was related to the Native American culture, so I don't feel good about saying that. But the idea is that I've been eternally optimistic about something occurring in these times, and perhaps you have as well. Perhaps there's a knowing in you that everything's going to be okay no matter what the forms are. The forms begin to manifest as a result of the energies that we contain in the second chakra. And as we hold these energies, they begin to influence us vibrationally to attract that which is necessary to help us clear those things. Now, typically in second chakra, the energies that are held there are going to be the abuses of life in any form. They are going to be the unexpressed elements that have not been able to be shared as a result of either paradigms or patterns or consequences or situations that have silenced us. That energy of silence, although it is the throat chakra, we are really looking at its stores in the second chakra. Second chakra is also the land of creativity. If you in any way are feeling a lack of creativity, this is a result of this area being muddy and murky. It is where your passion lives. It is where joy lives. It is also where the strong emotion of fear lives. And this is why it's so impacted by the culture we live in, which is a culture of fear. The level of alert is orange, which is very interesting because orange is the second chakra frequency. It's a second chakra color. So I just realized this. When I hear this at the airport, I was always feeling some energy about it. But the truth is they're reminding me the level of alert is orange. It reminds me to go to my second chakra and to clear that out. I just realized that. What a great thing they're doing, the TSA. How lovely. All right. So the point is the information is there. You can find all of this on the Internet. You can find it through specific books. There's a lot of ways to do it. I'll be happy to refer you to anything. But the truth is that this particular chakra is so critical in our experience of life, in our experience of this dimension, that it is necessary that it get cleared out. If you have reached a point where you are being impacted by the energies, the residue energies, the things that have been held in your body, and things are starting to show up, like situations with the bowels, situations with the abdomen area, situations with the musculature in that area, situations in the lower back where L4, L5, the lumbar are starting to compromise. If there are issues that are drifting down into the legs, then there's a real possibility that the energy of the second chakra is being compromised, and it's necessary that we move it back up. I'm sorry, I just totally diverted off from the Hung Vajra Pei. So, obviously, I had to do that. So, we're going back up to the top of the page and create a place of protection for ourselves and put this cocoon around us. Oh, that's right. We went into our individual frequencies. That was a nice journey. So, the Hung Vajra Pei, again, is from the Tibetan culture, and it basically puts a cocoon of light and safety around us. So, we're going to say this 7 times together. Hung Vajra Pei, 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 and so it is. The other element that I remind you of, and I do in most of these calls, is to speak the true name that you were given, which is your first, your middle, your last name that you have on your birth certificate. If you are from another culture and have multiple names, you're going to speak them all. The reason this is important is that it carries a frequency of vibration that is, in a sense, the identity of who we are and who we've been through our transitions and through our lives. It brings us back to the place of awareness and reawakens the cells to our own divine plan. So when I say Mark Stanton Welch, I am calling myself back to not only my inner child self, which is the pure element of that that I am, that was here at birth. I am also calling in the frequencies that are aligned to that vibration. My angels, my angelic teachers, my etheric beings, any frequencies that are aligned to me, I call them to be present and to be available for safety, for protection, but also for awareness, for inspiration, for support. And then finally, it too puts a cocoon of light around me when I speak my name. So the idea is that if I find myself in an uncomfortable situation, if I speak my first name, my true name, my Mark Stanton Welch that was on my birth certificate, what I've done is bring myself back to a place of balance and awareness where all my faculties are available for that point in time. The more I remember this name, the more I call it, the more the cells realign with that frequency. The gift of these times is that we do not have to go back and do the story talk anymore. We don't have to go through the pain and the struggle of all the stuff that's occurred, which was a part of therapy in the 80s and 70s and 60s, which was beautiful, but that's what we were capable of doing. All the work that each of us has done and those that have done that kind of work have collectively raised the vibration so that we now are capable and have the capacity to go ahead and just pay attention to the awareness that happens within the body when there's a calling, especially in the areas of the second chakra, and whether it comes up through emotion. If we just give attention to it, what happens is the energy moves, and the energy clears and cleanses, because we are in a very powerful cleansing time. It's a beautiful gift. We do not have to sit down and say, you know, when my mother did this and that. It isn't necessary. I just wanted to remind you of that. So we're going to speak our name four times, just in honor of the four directions. Actually, we do it seven times in honor of the seven directions, north, south, east, west, above, below, and in the heart within. So on the count of three, speak that name. We're going to speak it seven times. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 Now, I hope you weren't speaking my name. Actually, if you were, thank you very much. I could use the support. But you were speaking your own name. So here we are in a good place, in a good place to vibrationally, to be in a place of power. Just become aware of your seat. Last month, we talked about the Earth Star Chakra, which is about 18 inches below the feet. It is supporting us through vibration up through the left leg from the earth, cleansing and clearing and bringing out anything that is of lower vibration through the right leg back down into the earth. That is running as we do our work this morning. And above, from above, through the Soul Star Chakra, 18 inches above the head and the crown chakra, we feel the energy and the vibration of the cosmos pouring down through us to ideally cleanse us out and to give us the vibration and inspiration and awareness that allows us to take action upon the work that we're doing today and have the vibrations clear themselves out so that we can stand in place of balance. All this is going on whether we are aware of it or not. All right, I'm going to start with a couple, at least one tuning fork here. This is a tuning fork aligned to the specific gland that is relating to the second chakra. The gland is considered the gonads, which is the ovaries, the testes, and also the prostate. So I'm going to hopefully, with this tuning fork, put it on the phone and the pitch will come through. So just allow this to move through your being. One more time. Mm-hmm.
And so it is, and so it is.
We're going to start out here with just holding the particular pitch that is related to the sacral chakra. The pitch is D. The phonetic that we use that focuses the sound is the sound ooh, ooh. And as you say ooh, you can actually begin to feel with your awareness, you feel the second chakra activating about 2 inches, 3 inches below the navel in the place of center in the body if you're into martial arts. This particular frequency will allow us to zero in a general way to this particular chakra. So we're just going to hold the ooh for about a minute. Just take a breath as necessary and come back to the sound. And as we do it, just invite any energies that are of lower vibration in relation to this pitch to release themselves and cleanse and move out through the right leg, through the, into the earth star, back into the earth as vibration and as energy. Ooh. One more. So it is. Now, just to comment about these particular pitches and tones, the process itself is designed to, like I said, to realign a wayward chakra, if you will. Each of the chakras has a pitch. It has a phonetic that zeroes it in. There is debate among sound healers and cultures and whatnot what the specific pitches are. The truth is we don't need to even know what they are. The phonetic is what seems important to me. So if I was to take the phonetic ooh and start at a higher pitch and just let it drop into my body until I actually feel the vibration in the second chakra, that would be a powerful way for me to take advantage of my design and the physical makeup that I have and the way that I vibrate. For example, ooh. That feels really like it's right in line with that particular chakra for me. Now, it wasn't exactly the pitch that we had just done, and that's why I said that the pitch that I offered is a general one that gets us back into the place of awareness in that chakra. The more I do this, the more I return to the place of center. If you choose in your moments of living to use sound as in opposition to using actual words, you might actually get more benefit from the actual vibrational release, because sound does not have baggage. Sound does not have stories around it. Words have experience, and words carry stuff that oftentimes can be a distraction in the middle of the cleansing. So just using the tone is a very powerful vehicle that allows us just to clear the energy out of there. So a reminder on a regular basis, if it was me, and I do this is on a daily basis, I go ahead and run those tones. And I think we might do a phone call here soon where we just do all seven chakras and just do a cleanse of them all using all of these pitches and a song that would go along with it to help us remember the pitch. So I'll make a note of that when I set the new schedule that's coming up. The idea of a song like Carry That Load, which is right here and showing up, is a song that basically is inviting us with intention to do something in relation to the chakra. If indeed what we do is carry old vibration and energy, so this song is a declaration. First, it's an invitation, and then a declaration to let go of specific ideas, energies, etc., etc. In the power of these times, in the power of manifestation, the moment we make the intention and make the statement here, what begins to happen is the results begin to show up. The universe aligns itself with what our stated intention is and begins to bring evidence that shows that it is listening at that vibration. So when I say I ain't going to carry that anger no more, there is support that I will begin to get situations in my life to give me opportunity to experience the opposite of anger. So it's a beautiful process and a practice of principle when we do these kinds of things. This song has been done many, many times, but what's been happening now is we're adding these different words. So instead of carrying that loads, we're actually going to be specifically relating what it is that we're letting go. So we're going to sing this until we reach the end of the list right below it, and I'll remind you, if you haven't heard this, the song. And then I'll do it one time through, and then we'll go to the pain, and we'll see how the words begin to apply. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Now we're gonna do the pain. I ain't gonna carry that pain no more. I ain't gonna carry that pain. I'm gonna take that pain, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that pain no more. I ain't gonna carry that pain, gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. Anger, I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I'm gonna take that anger, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that anger no more. I ain't gonna carry that anger. I'm gonna let go. I let go. We're gonna change it to I let go this time. Fear. I ain't gonna carry that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. I take that fear. I take that fear, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that fear no more. I ain't gonna carry that fear. I let go. Oh, I let go. Dis-ease. I ain't gonna carry that dis-ease no more. I ain't gonna carry that disease. I'm gonna take that disease, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that disease no more. I ain't gonna carry that disease. I let go. Oh, I let go. Sadness. I ain't gonna carry that sadness no more. I ain't gonna carry that sadness. Well, I take that sadness, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that sadness no more. I ain't gonna carry that sadness. I let go. Yes, I let go. Hesitation. I ain't gonna carry hesitation no more.
I ain't gonna carry hesitation. Well, I take the hesitation, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry hesitation no more. I ain't gonna carry hesitation. I let go. Oh, I let go. Judgments. I ain't gonna carry that judgment no more. I ain't gonna carry that judgment. I'm gonna take that judgment, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that judgment no more. I ain't gonna carry that judgment. I let go. Oh, I let go. And the doubts. I ain't gonna carry that doubt no more. I ain't gonna carry that doubt. Oh, I take that doubt, I lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that doubt no more. I ain't gonna carry that doubt. Oh, I let go. Yes, I let go. Confusion. I ain't gonna carry that confusion no more. I ain't gonna carry that confusion. I take that confusion, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that confusion no more. I ain't gonna carry that confusion. I let go. Oh, I let go. Attachments. I ain't gonna carry that attachment no more. I ain't gonna carry that attachment. Well, I take that attachment, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that attachment no more. I ain't gonna carry that attachment. I let go. Oh, I let go. Lack. I ain't gonna carry that lack no more. I ain't gonna carry that lack. I take that lack and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that lack no more. I ain't gonna carry that lack. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Those beliefs. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs no more. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs. I'm gonna take those beliefs and lay them down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs no more. I ain't gonna carry those beliefs. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Limitations. I ain't gonna carry limitations no more. I ain't gonna carry limitations. I'm gonna take the limitations, lay them down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry limitations no more. I ain't gonna carry limitations. I let go. Oh, I let go. Hatred. I ain't gonna carry that hatred no more. I ain't gonna carry that hatred. I'm gonna take that hatred, lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that hatred no more. I ain't gonna carry that hatred. Oh, I let go. Oh, I let go. Back to that load. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that load and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I let go. I let go. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
So with second chakra, it's really necessary, in my opinion, and experience, to begin to really pay attention to what your body is saying to you. I've been involved in a process called somatic experience. It is a process by which we tune into the body and begin to just allow the body to speak the moving information, and it literally leads to the release of whatever it is that it's attempting to tell us. In other words, old energy is ready to move. It gets my attention if I pay attention, and it gets that way from like the chakra itself. I feel an awareness of it, a buzzing, a sensation, a pain, an ache. I bring my awareness to it, and I just keep the awareness there and watch it as it moves, because the energy will typically move, and inevitably it has led to some very, very powerful releases of old stuff that I didn't even know there. Now, a word like hatred, I don't use because it's not something that I have in my life, or so I thought. Through this work that I did, I became aware of a very deep-level decision that I had made towards a member of my family related to the word hatred. And when that energy came out, I actually said the words, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, and I have not felt that good in a long time, I have to tell you. And in the same time, my new age self was going, you can't say that. You can't say those kinds of words. But I'm just saying, I was clearing an element out of me, and as a result of that, I have a very different perception and experience of the world right now. It was a very powerful move. It's something called somatic experience, S-E. It is broad, and I believe there are practitioners all over the place. So I've just been fortunate to be directed to someone who's giving me a deeper awareness of the second chakra energy especially. So the idea here is it begin to pay attention to the callings of the body. We're taught to medicate out. We're taught to ignore. We're taught to ignore emotion. The idea that we're breaking down, or when the tear cam comes in any of the sporting events, when someone starts to cry, the camera zooms in to get that tear and milk it. It's beginning to tell us, in a sense, it's not beginning. It's been telling us all along that those are not appropriate elements of our culture. And so we stuff and store, stuff and store, stuff and store, and we harden, and we harden, and we end up diseased. The idea with emotions is that they are fluid, they are based upon the water element, they are designed to be experienced, to be recognized, and to be released and to let flow. If we allow emotion to flow in its normal process, we will not retain and hold on any energies of any experience. So I invite whatever you have to do in a moment or an experience to process and to release the emotion. If that means holding it till you get away from the situation and then letting go through a scream or through a sound or through a song, boy, that is going to serve you in powerful, powerful ways. Because what we're doing with this work is we're really ideally drawing a line in the sand that says, no more will I unconsciously hold on and repeat patterns that I've held on to. And that's what we're doing here. So at the very least, we stop putting more stuff in there. That's the invitation. And all the while, that Earth Star Chakra, 18 inches below the feet, is sending vibration and energy up through us from the Earth, the power and presence, cleansing and clearing that second chakra, and then pulling it out like a roto-rooter, like an energetic colonic, out through the right leg down into the Earth. So all that we are letting go. Let's go down to, I want to do this process called the violet flame process. The violet flame process is related to a particular persuasion of spirituality. It's called the I Am Discourses. It talks about ascended masters. It was based originally in Mount Shasta through a group of people that were up there, and it really began long ago in the 30s and 40s. And it is not necessarily practiced so much, but I have a really nice relationship with ascended masters, and this violet flame process is a very potent element. We're just going to, actually, I could speak it, or you could speak it along with me, as we hold a vision and awareness of ourselves. What we're going to do is we're going to invite, let's bring our awareness to our feet, and from the feet, we draw a circle around the feet, just about a little beyond shoulder width. And as we hold the vision of this circle, what happens is a flame begins. It's a violet flame around us at that circle, and the circle and the flame begins to rise up the body around the side, we are actually being encased in a cylinder of violet flame. This is a particular powerful cleansing frequency that we're going to invite. So we are inside of this cylinder of violet flame that is around us, burning away everything that is unlike our true vibration. And here's the invocation we say. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, material, mental, spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Whoo! Getting lots of zings and buzzes and vibrations going through as that all that stuff is cleansed. You know, when I said hold the cylinder, that's the vibration, the violet flame cylinder process. This is actually the flame in the heart that grows outward. So we actually combine two elements here for a double whammy. I invite you, whenever you feel sluggish, whenever you feel compromised by second chakra energy or overwhelmed by life, call in this violet flame. It is a powerful, powerful frequency that just transmutes and transforms without any other explanation, without any discussion, without any talk about it, anything. It just does the work. And just notice that when you are on the other side of it, notice that there's a softer feel, there's even a heightened awareness as we have cleansed those old vibrations and returned us to our true vibration. So let's go ahead and call in the frequency of the Ascended Master Saint Germain, who is aligned to this particular chakra and the particular ray, the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee this age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man, and lay me in the arms of a liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. One more time, calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man, and lay me in the arms of a liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, reform me with the violet flame. So it is, so it is. When you call that frequency in, you call in the vibration that supports the clearing and the cleansing. The Ascended Masters are designed, basically they have transcended this particular earth dimension as a result of multiple lives and work they've done, and reached a point where they could have moved on, But what they did is they decided to hang on and help and assist, and they would oversee some of these processes. So they exist in what we're calling the fifth dimension here, and basically it's just a different vibration. And they allow and they support the access to these particular frequencies that assist and help us to regain our own sense of balance and our actual balance energetically as well. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful relationship. If it was me, I would call in Saint Germain as often as I could just to really be using this violet flame and just to add to it to run through that violet flame process. And you notice when I said it, I didn't say it with mighty I am presence, beloved God, my only source. I said it with some emotion, with some energy, with some excitement, and that itself raises my vibration. Let's scoot up to a particular mantra. The Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, which focuses the subconscious along optimistic lines and clears out emotional debris to see the heart of any misunderstanding. We are going to start the process. We are not going to complete it all the way through because I'm realizing that we are moving. We only have about 13 minutes left, and there are a couple things I want to do. These things are really available to you, and anything that we don't get to at the end of the phone call, I'll go through them again so they'll be available on the recording. Anything that's underlined, you can click it, and it will take you to my website where you can hear an example of it and even download that particular song or that idea if you'd like that. So the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha we're going to use as a spoken mantra. And a mantra is a statement of intention that's been spoken for thousands of years. And when it is called into presence, it brings all the energy and the intention from when it was spoken to our availability in this moment. So we're going to speak this, I think maybe for about 25 times. It should be done 108 times. I invite you to do that. We're just going to get a start on it. And it's done in a bit of a sing-song way. It goes like this. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Join me. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 One more. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Ideally, you want to do it 108 times. You can count on your fingers and toes. You can get mala beads. You can just do it whatever way you want to do it. Do it twice a day. Follow the intention. And what it will do is clear out the emotional debris, like it says, and reawaken the subconscious to bring you that optimism that is essential in this particular dimension. Right below it, we have a particular mantra related to fear. This is a sung mantra where a lot of the mantras of old have been put to new vibration and put to new lyric, not lyric, but new melody. And the melody itself actually moves it throughout the body cavity itself to specifically activate certain chakras. So the Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti 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 Om clears the fear vibration. So we can get all feared out, or we can actually use this particular mantra. So we're going to sing the Shanti Prashanti. I'll sing it through one time. Some of you have heard it, so join in. Otherwise, we're going to sing it three times. Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti
Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti 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 Om.
Again.
Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti 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 Om.
One more time.
Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti Prashanti Sarvabhaya Upashamanti Swaha Shanti 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 Om.
Yes. So it is. The invitation here is to use this in place of right, letting fear run away with us. So the opportunity is to really immerse yourself in fear and to experience it and let it control you, or to recognize it's there. Call in the mantras. Call in the song. Call in the release and the awareness, because all we're doing is giving permission for the vibration to move. And fear is something that when it's looked at, it begins to reveal that it's usually not as intense as we had intended or that we believed it was as a result of our perception and our first awareness. Let's move up to, we'll move down to the bottom there. We have the affirmation. We're going to say this particular affirmation that can be used as a mental process over and over as often as necessary when you find your thinking drifting in ways that you feel do not support you. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. All frequencies unexpressed from my life events are now fully released, and so it is. Zing. Let's say it one more time, with presence, with power, and with commitment. I now release on all levels and in all dimensions and in all my energy bodies any vibration of the past, present, or future that is lower in frequency than my own I am that I am. All frequencies unexpressed from my life events are now fully released, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Woo! Okay, let's go up to Trust What I Feel, this little tune here that comes off of a CD called Trust Your Vibes. No, it's actually one called Wise Child. It's a realization that part of our awareness here is that we don't pay attention to emotion. I brought this up. This is a song that will remind us, an intentional song that will remind us to pay attention to feelings. Pay attention to the sensations, the unique sensations in your body that indicate that the feeling is up. First, we have to have the awareness to know that our body is talking to us. Once we get the awareness, then we can begin to get the experience of what it is it's actually saying as far as the specific emotion. The chakras are a pretty clear indicator of what the emotion is that by its location, that when you feel it. A lot of times that feeling at the very deep, they call it the pit of the stomach, but it's actually lower, almost above the pubic mound, which is the second chakra. And that empty feeling that's down there is often an indicator that fear is up. And you know that fear oftentimes will create a liquid flow so that the body evacuates and all the stuff that's in the way gets out of the way for protection purposes. So, of course, it would be in the lower abdomen. It would be in the intestines.
Things happen and I respond to this, I am aware. Usually a feeling comes, seem like from nowhere. I can't ignore, I can't deny, try to see it through. All along that feeling tried to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real as real can be. As real as real can be. One more time. Things happen and I respond. Of this I am aware. Usually a feeling comes, seem like from nowhere. I can ignore it, I can deny, or try to think it through. All along the feeling try to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real as real can be. As real as real can be. As real as real can be. Cha-cha-cha.
There's a lot in that little song. It's a whole relationship with our feeling world if you pay attention to what it's saying and to how emotion works. Use this little song. It's a great little ditty, and it's something that I know will serve you to help you get your awareness of your feeling self and your feeling world, because right now it's all about feelings. It's all about the sensation within the body and the releasing and clarifying of the second chakra debris. We deserve to be healthy. We deserve to be back in the frequency of our wholeness. And I believe that's the gift of this window of 2012 we just walked through. And it's, in effect, without the distraction of the end of the world that was a part of the 2012 energy, we are now actually in a clearer and cleaner energy that in many ways is way more intense than it was. So it's asking more of us. It's asking us to surrender. And like water, the more we can flow with these energies, and especially the unique forms that show up for each of us, the more we'll be able to flow and release and then stand in the presence and power of our true self. I think it's the gift of these times, and I think in a sense it's a bequeathment of these times that we not only can receive by being open to it, but we can also demand. And by demanding, it just means that we accept it and we bring it in and we make it known that this is the vibration we want to be in. There is no sense in sniveling around anymore in a lower frequency because of the programming. It is just not necessary. So regardless of the forms of your life, do know that there's a greater awakening within your true being that is revealing what you have always been through all of your incarnations. And we are at a very, very unique time where we can actually truly stand in our power and presence and experience this earth dimension from that frequency. And there's, oh, so much more happening right now. Gosh, there's so much to share and say on this. And I'm sorry we're reaching the end of it here. It looks like there's a few things that we haven't done. Let's go down and do this last proclamation, because fear is so prevalent and so insidious in our culture, we don't even know we're feeling it. Let's make the proclamation that clears this out. From the divine love that flows within my being, whatever fears I may have, I know I have experienced them before. I choose to never experience them again. I choose to forgive all my fears and all my reactions to those fears, transmuting those energies into the divine expression of creative love, and so it is. And so it is, and so it is, and we have made it so. Let's quickly go to the Egyptian akakord cutting mantra process. That really what this is that energetically, as we interact with the world, particularly people or other living beings, we create these cords of energy that go between us, and they are called akka. And in the Huna tradition, the akka cords are very much like the little the frogs, the kind of strange material frogs that you throw, and they stick on the wall, and you yank them back. Somebody just gave me one the other day. They are so fun. They're so fun. But that's the way the cords are. And we feel connected with people, and our energy gets drained, and certain ideas that aren't even ours are being perpetuated. So if we learn to cut these cords after interactions, we get to stand in our own presence and power. So the phrase and the mantra is Sa Kherap Na. Sahedapna. And as we speak it, we use our hands like knives that cut these cords, especially off chakras 1, 2, 3, and 4, and up into the throat. So we're just going to do this about 7 times, speaking Sahedapna. Here we go. Sahedapna, cutting with the hand. Sahedapna. 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 Two more. Sahedapna. Sahedapna. And then flick your hands off into the earth and ground bound, bind that energy into the earth, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Wow. What a great day. I feel a really good vibe. I'm very grateful for you choosing to be a part of this. I will have the download link by tomorrow morning. And if you participated in the last December's where you didn't get the link to the recording of the sacral chakra, I sent that off this morning to you, and I really apologize for my delinquency in not getting that out. That was a time when I had hardly any voice, and it was very interesting. And I apologize for making you wait for that, but you got it today. We're going to meet again in February. I will send you a note of when it is. I'm putting the new schedule together for next year, and I will be continuing with these because I think they're very valuable. And I've even added new stuff, and again, even if we sat and did, ain't going to carry that load for an hour, we would find that there would be a powerful benefit. So I'm very grateful for your choice to be a part of this. Again, please pass it on, and let's get more people in here so we can share in this collective vibration and keep raising that vibration and bringing us all home to that truth of our being. Okay, and so it is. I'll stay on the line here, and I will go ahead and go through a couple of things that we didn't do. It looks like there's 3 things on there that I'll go ahead and redo so you'll have them on the recording. I'm very, very grateful. If there are any questions, go ahead and ask, and I can answer them while you're here.
Hi, Mark. It's Janet Neff.
Hey, Janet.
Good morning. Let me take you off. God, you're still on speakerphone. Hang on. Okay, now I can hear you maybe normal,
yeah.
And this one's going to die. It doesn't surprise me. I've been on this one phone for an hour. Let me change phones. Okay. Oh, very, very good this morning. Tell me, do you think you could look at your calendar for next year and decide if you're going to come into this area again?
Oh, I will,
yeah.
I'm putting the whole thing together, and I definitely intend to come up to that Sacramento area. Absolutely.
Now, when you do, you know, Reverend Mary McCauley has asked me. I was there, I didn't make it this last Sunday, 2 weeks ago, and she did mention that if you did get in touch with them and on their calendar, they'd be happy to do something with you on a Sunday. So it's that same sort of thing where you may, I don't know if Davis has approached you again, but
okay.
Again, it'd be like you would be able to do something here Saturday and have another experience on Sunday. So I would feel that your time is worthwhile.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It was great up there. You know, Janet, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you right back when we hang up.
Okay.
Because this is a little off topic, but if there's, you know, it's great. I want to talk to you about that, but I don't necessarily want to keep it on the recording.
Yes, I agree. Talk to others. I'll talk to you, if not today, sometime this week.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Are there any other questions? Okay.
Hi, Mark.
Yes?
This is Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis.
Hi. I was just going to mention the violet flame. I use that quite a bit.
Yes.
And I always bring it in from above and around me to protect and transmute. I like your idea of bringing it up. So thanks for that.
You bet. I would do both, you know, based on really
yeah.
on last month doing the energy coming in through the soul star and coming up through the earth star, I think
right.
that, you know, bringing it in through the crown and everything and having it all meet in the heart is a beautiful thing. I think all
mm-hmm.
of these things are meant to expand and have new forms. So
right.
I appreciate
Very
you
good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I got mm-hmm. a nice buzz, as they say.
Right. I love to learn about the Ascended Masters and to call them in.
Oh, gosh.
I'm big on that.
Oh, and by the way, and I'll put this on the recording, I'm in the final phases of recording the second chakra CD, and I am doing everything I can to have it done because I'm heading up your way, actually.
Oh, good. When?
I'm coming up Saturday. I just have been delinquent about getting the kind of, I'm just a delinquent right now. I haven't gotten the schedule out because I'm putting it together. I'm coming up to Gold Bar, and then but I'm coming up a week early. I'm going to be at Linwood Unity there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be at Kent on a Wednesday night.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'll send the information out to you personally. And again, I'm talking schedule here on the phone call. So, but I'll send that off right
later,
away.
Later, Mark.
All right. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Bye bye.
All right. Anyone else? Okay. My life is unwritten. It's all about surrender in the second chakra and letting go and not holding on to things and trusting in this beautiful process that is unfolding in the moment for each of us. And that's what this song is about. My life is unwritten. No path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in the whisper of Om. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in that whisper of Om. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me home. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Shiva Om. Shiva Om, Shiva Om. Right below it, love is all there is. It's the realization, again, of letting go and replacing all of those energies and frequencies that we have held on to that are coming from a lower vibration. In other words, from a lower frequency experience that we've had. And lower frequency literally means just short of the true awareness. In other words, events that we've had that have compromised us, that have harmed us, that have hurt us, that have wounded us, these are lower vibrational frequencies that are being cleansed in these times. The pictures that we hold are the memories of those that we keep alive. So as we make this song work for us, we are allowing those particular pictures to be replaced by the frequency of love. The frequency of love as the manifesting force, as the aligning force, as the foundational force of the cosmos. That energy, not baby, I love you, although that's an element of it. We're asking for the higher frequency, true frequency of this love frequency to work through the heart, to move up, to clear out the third eye and to clear out the crown and any mental images, as well as cleansing out below all of the energetic memory of experiences of old pictures that we carry. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is
love is all there is. Again, I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is.
And then finally, to the bottom of the page, the Sunshine Song, which is about really just holding a new vision and a whole new frequency. And as we hold true to that, life has a tendency to show up in the form that we do intend. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side. Every step I take is the best one. Every move I make is the best one. Life will keep a rolling if I just keep a knowing I'm always on the bright side, the sunny light side. Sunshine, I'm always in sunshine. I make my own sunshine. There you go. We are done with our sacral chakra. This will get out to you by the morning as far as the download opportunity to hold this and to use it. Again, I invite you to use it and keep your vibration in the truth of your being. Absolute blessings to one and all. Take good care.
Thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome.
Larry Benz. Take care.